Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again. Well, if the new Count Corleone, Verona Murphy, thought she might have a couple of weeks to brush up on her Irish, she was mistaken, although maybe the imperative for that course to happen happened in the course of the week, where the Taoiseach said that the Sinn Féin leader was Ag Inseant Bréagar Arís. That translates directly as telling lies again in a debate on housing and during the course of leaders' questions. Ciarán O'Donnell, Ag Inseant Bréagar, can you point me to a dictionary anywhere that would give a different definition to that meaning? Telling lies.
Well, like, everything has context. Like, this particular issue that arose, for me, it's Sinn Féin just playing politics. This is, they're just using it really as an element of distraction.
All right. But there are standing orders. It forbids people from calling someone a liar or accusing them of telling lies. This translates as telling lies. Should the standing orders be adhered to?
I suppose two elements. One, Mary Lou MacDonald misled the Dáil in saying that the Taoiseach said that we were going to end rent pressure zones. That's incorrect. We are basically reviewing them. And secondly, Sinn Féin are hypocritical on this. I look back to the records. McCarthy accused the Taoiseach at the time of lying back, okay, only back in the 29th of May.
Any time somebody is... say if I got up and I called any of the people beside me here a liar, right? I would be called up straight away. And I would have to retract that. That's a fact. If I call either ye a liar, right? Ag Inseant Bréagar means you're telling lies. Not only did he say Ag Inseant Bréagar, he said Ag Inseant Bréagar Arís, which means telling lies again. But if you go back and look on the record, May 29th, 2024,
you're a liar. Said Matt Carthy to the Taoiseach, now Taoiseach, then Taoiseach. Sure. And so you believe Matt Carthy should withdraw that on the Dáil record?
I'm saying that it's hypocritical of Sinn Féin what they're doing. I think what the public want to see at the moment is they want to see a proper detailed debate on housing.
So you don't want to see Matt Carthy withdraw that?
And can we start? We need to have a functioning system as well.
What we want here is we want a functioning Dáil in terms of housing, and that Sinn Féin would pay their part and come up with policy.
I've spent December, January and February knee-deep in Dáil reform of standing orders as whip, and with all the carry-on that's been going on and will continue to go on in relation to that. It's very clear, salient rulings of the chair, someone, you can't call another member for being deceitful. Okay, so it was clear, Oscar Eiliga, that the Taoiseach did that. He should apologise. I'm sure it will be accepted and we all move on. But there is an undercurrent of nastiness and bitterness coming in this Dáil, and it stemmed from the very, very start. And I think this is another example of that.
Okay, we have.
What about the use of the Irish language and the fact that there's simultaneous translation? Why can't we use that?
Okay, that's where we have to leave it up here next on RT Radio 1. It's Saturday Sport.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RT Radio 1.